Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Memches, Nida 48a, pagination is 95. Midway on the page, we start the new perek with the words Basimon, Basimon Atachton Achalaboho Elyon. The lower sign came even before the upper sign came. Ocholetzes Omisyabemis. Either she can do chalitza or she can do yibum. She has a choice. She's considered an adult. The Mishnah clearly took the case of a yevama. Her husband died without children. She has a quasi-relationship with the living brother of the husband. And they have to proceed either with yibum or chalitza. So the Mishnah is saying that once she has the lower sign, meaning here in the private area, that's considered a sign of maturity, that she has the halachic status of a bas mitzvah, a legal adult, and it doesn't matter if the upper sign has not shown yet, meaning the breasts haven't matured. Boha elyon ad shelo boha tachton. If the upper sign has presented, but the lower sign, the here, has not presented, afal pi she'i efsher, even though it's impossible for that to happen, because the here sign will always come first, or at the same time, Rabbi Meir Omer lo choletzes v'lo misyavemes. Rabbi Meir says she can't do chalitza or yibum because it's the lower sign that's significant, and if the upper sign comes first, it doesn't help us. Rabbi Meir is holding that the upper sign could come first, but it doesn't help us. We need the lower sign. V'chachamim omrim o choletzes v'lo misyavemes. She would be able to do either. It would be considered an adult. Mipnei amru, they have this tradition. It's possible for the lower one to present before the upper one. But it's impossible for the upper one to present if the lower one has not presented. Says the Gemara, even though it's impossible, you're discussing the case. Baal Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds it could come. Afapishi Yefshel Rabbanon, but the rabbis hold that it does not present like that, even in the minority of cases. And Reb Meir is holding that at least the minority of cases could happen like that. Let's take a look at the Gemara in the fourth of the wide lines, where the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Yecheskel, which is actually familiar to us because it's quoted in the Haggadah. And the Gemara says that this pasuk could be reconciled with Reb Meir, but seems out of order in the opinion of the Rabbanan, who hold that the upper siman will not present before the lower. Says the Gemara, Bishlama l'Reb Meir, I understand according to Reb Meir, Hainu d'chsiv, the pasuk in Yecheskel, Shadayim nachonu. The breasts are developed. Usa'orech tzimeyach. And the hair has sprouted forth. The order is the upper and then the lower, which at least could be reconciled with Reb Meir, because he holds that's possible. But according to the Rabbanon, who say that you'll never get upper before lower, if it should be the opposite. It should be lower and then upper. Answers the Gemara, Hachi Ka'amar, this is what it is saying. Kevin Sheshadayim Nachonu, once you have the upper showing, Biyodua Shesa'orech Tzimeach, you know for sure that the here has sprouted forth. And that's an important concept, because as much as we halachically want to know the exact demarcation of when anything happens, in this case adulthood, but realistically speaking, in most cases, the verification of the here is not simple, is not overt, is not something that's going to be generally known. To know based on a visual would be that the girl is showing in a way that would be noticeable, and that's the upper simon. So, for example, if Beis Din is wanting to know when are we ready to do chalitza, they could wait long enough until she is showing as a woman. And if the upper simon is there, then you could go ahead and do chalitza, and they don't have to make a whole conversation over it. It's self-evident that she has matured to the point that she's a young lady and she can do whatever mitzvahs are meant to be done. And that's this expression, kevan sheshadayim nochonu, once the upper is there, biyaduach shesorech tzimeach, it's known that she obviously is an adult. On this topic of shadayim, the breasts being used as a figurative language regarding the Jewish people and their maturity, we have a famous pasuk at the end of Shir HaShirim, Perik Ches, pasuk Ches, Achos Lanu Ketano, we have a young sister, which is understood to mean undeveloped in mitzvahs, Vishadayim Ein Lo, and she does not have breasts, meaning she doesn't have that maturity, that nurturing quality yet. According to some, it refers to leaders like Moshe and Aaron, who can nurture the people. Manasa la'achosenu bayom sheyidu barbo. What are we going to do about this sister of ours on the day when her topic is raised, when we talk about her? What are we going to do? Got to do something. Got to get her some merit. Got to get her development of maturity. We also have the quote, which we mention on this topic, Kol Hashirim Kodesh, Shir Hashirim Kodesh Kadoshim. All scripture songs are holy, but Shir Hashirim is holy of holies. And Shir Hashirim uses the analogy of man and woman as an analogy, a metaphor for the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Yuma tells us that the badim, the poles of the aron, protruded slightly into the paroches, pushing the paroches out, kishnei dadi isha, like the breasts of a woman. And at first glance, like, what's that imagery about? But we realize that Hashem nurtures the world according to this metaphor, with love of a mother to a child, and the poles protruding into the paroches are symbolic of the shefa, the goodness, the kedusha, the blessing that emanates from the Kodesh Kadashim. And indeed, that point, which is the ultimate place of the kissing of heaven and earth, that's the direction to which we daven, either literally or yechaven libo. A person pays attention to the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.